Because Grace has so gripped the island of Cuba, churches are exploding and they can't keep up with the growth.
Tracking each step in missions, this is Footsteps from TWR. Your host is Andy Napier.
From TWR Bonaire, Haven Ministries broadcasts El Faro de Redención, or Redemption Lighthouse, into Cuba. Dan Warren is the program's host and teacher. And Dan, would you say that Cuba is experiencing a spiritual awakening?
I think so. I think Cuba, since before the 80s, has been experiencing a movement of the Spirit where people have been transformed. They've been brought to faith in Christ out of a very hopeless situation. You see hope even in what today is somewhat hopeless. But you also see Cubans making an impact outside of Cuba. I have personal friends who were invited to travel to other neighboring islands to teach them how to do church planting. Because Grace has so gripped the island of Cuba, churches are exploding and they can't keep up with the growth. They have to plant more and more churches, and neighboring countries want to learn from the Cubans how to do this. It's really incredible. And it's something that we were really excited to be able to feed with this Christ-centered message, because it's so easy to go off the rails and to start thinking, you know, this is all about being an upstanding moral citizen. No, it's about Grace telling us we mess up all the time, but that's why Christ died and bled for us. That's the message of hope. And because of that, let's live and serve him.
Titus 2:11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. And as Dan said, that grace is gripping the people of Cuba. To learn more about El Faro de Redención or TWR Bonaire, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.